your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Health Forum with Ruth Sackman. All comments, views, and opinions are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. In the next hour, Ruth and her guests guide you through the maze of health information and misinformation out there. So pull up a chair. Here's your host, Ruth Sackman.
Welcome to Health Forum. We have a wonderful guest today, Pat Judson. I think you're going to be really enlightened hearing this story. But before we get into that, let me introduce my co-host, Consuelo Reyes.
Hi, it's good to be back. Let me say, as I usually do, that if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you during the second half of the program. And as I mentioned last week, some people have expressed concern that if they call in, they might miss some of the show. Rest assured that when you call in, the feed for the program is automatically transferred to your telephone. So that toll-free number, I'll give a few times, but let me give you now. It's 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792.
Welcome, Pat.
Hi,
I'm so delighted to have you here. Let me introduce you to the audience. Her name is Pat Judson. She's a recovered cancer patient, and as we spoke a little recently, her problem was discovered in 1970, which was 36 years ago. Now, in the medical community, we hesitate, not that we're part of it, but this is what happens in the medical community. It causes us to hesitate to say she's recovered, you see. But it's hard to deny that fact. They feel as though cancer has to be handled differently, and the way Pat handled it certainly is not in the conventional way. And if she had handled it conventionally, you're going to hear what might have happened, and you'll hear what actually happened here. Pat, I'm so delighted to have you here. We've been in touch with each other over the years, and I want the audience to know that at one time you were president of the Detroit chapter of the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, right?
Right.
Yes. It was a wonderful time for us. But, of course, we're all getting older. As I've said to this audience before, I've passed my 90th birthday. Where are you?
Wonderful. I just passed my 79th.
Oh, you're a youngster.
Yes.
But we had someone on, a recovered cancer patient, about 2 weeks ago, and was it a week ago? I lose track of time. He's 87, and we feel as though these programs and this lifestyle is actually helping people extend their life expectancy. And so I'm sure you're going to get there, too. But, Pat, how was this started for you? I know it was a colon problem.
Yes, I doctored for about 5 years for severe abdominal pain, and kept going to the medical doctors, and they kept telling me it was in my head. They had done a colonoscopy on me, said it was clear, nothing wrong with me. And 3 months later, I'm in the hospital in emergency in the middle of the night with severe pain. I had changed doctors on the Friday before, and this was early Monday morning. He had given me some medication to take prior to having some tests run that were supposed to be started on that Monday. Well, I was hospitalized, and they didn't know what my trouble was. I was in such pain. But the next morning when they examined me, they told my husband that I had a tumor in the colon and that I would have to be operated on, but they would have to delay it for a period of time because the colon had to be cleaned out before they could operate. So on the 19th of March, 1970, I had my surgery. and they gave me a life expectancy of 6 months to a year.
Oh, my.
I was a number four count, and they said there was nothing they could do. My doctor was very good to me. He said, you're going to suffer no matter which way we go, so I'm not going to send you for chemotherapy. And I think that was a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
Because I don't think I'd be here if I had gone through the chemo.
Yeah.
After I was released from the hospital, I heard about Catherine Coleman, who was in Pittsburgh at the time, and I went there for healing. I didn't get one the first time, but the second time I went, I was called up and said I had a healing. So everybody kept calling me at my house and wondering, you know, why I would be healed, and they weren't. And I said I didn't know. I just felt it was God that did it, and I couldn't do anything about it. Well, anyway, the cancer came back after that, and I kept praying all the time, Lord, show me a way to help these people understand. And when the cancer returned, they gave me 3 weeks without surgery, possibly 3 months with it, and I chose to just not do anything. And a friend of mine told me about Dr. Kelly in Grapevine, Texas. And we really didn't have a lot of money. We'd spend an awful lot of money in my doctoring. And but my husband said, no, you're going to go anyway. He couldn't take off because he had had a lot of time off taking care of me because of my suffering. And I got out to Dr. Kelly. He told the woman that went with me that he didn't think I'd live to get home on the plane. But here I am, thanks to Dr. Kelly and his good professional work and the good Lord who made me persevere with the program.
The program requires that you make quite an adjustment, quite a change in your lifestyle.
Oh, yes. I didn't want to do it. My husband really was the one that kept after me. I just felt at times that I couldn't do it. It was coffee enemas every day, sometimes 2, 3, 4 times a day, changing my diet. And I had to drink a lot of juices. I just had to change everything.
But when you get organized, it isn't that bad, is it, when you get into the thing?
When I got my strength back where I could do a little bit more for myself, then it was easy. It fell into a program, a process, where every day it was routine. And
right,
I didn't mind it.
Wouldn't you say it's a lot easier than going through radiation and chemotherapy, the nauseousness of chemotherapy?
Well, you know, I hadn't had a bowel movement in 5 weeks when I went to Dr. Kelly. And 8 days after being on his program, I was able to relieve all that.
Yeah, and
I just know that had I not gone to Dr. Kelly and I had had chemo, I would not be here.
Yeah. Actually, as you gain strength and as you find yourself getting benefit from the program, it gives you the impetus to continue, doesn't it?
Yes, it did. And about 3 weeks after I was on the program, there were days when I felt like I was on top of the world. And then when I needed to detoxify, I went down and had to stay mostly in bed. For the first, I would say, the first 4 months. After that, when I detoxified, it was no problem.
Yeah. But you learn a routine after a while. Kelly had a way of putting patients into a system that they knew what they were doing and they knew when to detoxify. He organized it that way.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard to let a patient sense when they need to take nutrition, when they need to stop the nutrition. They haven't had the experience to sense it on their own. After a while, but not in the beginning, don't you?
Right. At the beginning, you don't sense it, but afterwards, even today, I can tell what's wrong with me and what I need to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Gee, it really is wonderful when you get to the point that you pay attention to the signals of the body and know that there's nature put them there for a purpose to keep you alert and on track.
Right.
Do you stick with the program pretty much today?
I'm pretty much with Kelly's program, yes.
I don't think many people, it would be rare for someone to go back to the original lifestyle unless they felt they wanted to commit suicide, which they could.
Right.
You know, but even I came into this program not from cancer, but changed my lifestyle. There's no way I would go back to the old lifestyle again. It doesn't even appeal to me. Does it to you?
No, you feel so good when you know you're doing the right thing and eating the right foods and so forth.
Yeah, you have energy, you have regular...
People say to me, how do you manage to do so much with your grandchildren and everything? We go miniature golfing and bowling, and I play soccer with them. I mean, it's just fun to get out and play with them.
And you have the energy to
I couldn't do that if I had done the other way. In fact, as I say, I wouldn't have been here to have seen my grandchildren.
Actually, what happens is your body returns to what it's supposed to be, the normal condition for it. Before that time, you're struggling.
Right.
But once you're into one of these programs and you're eating as nature intended a person to eat, you're really in a normal situation where you should have energy and you should have zest for life.
Right.
And be able to enjoy your family, or as you say, your grandchildren, too. But I remember your children were young when you were dealing with cancer. They were not married yet, not had children yet.
Right. My youngest one was 10, and the other one was 13.
Do they, in seeing what you eat and how you have your lifestyle, do they follow that?
Pretty much.
It's a wonderful example.
You know what? What we'd like this audience to understand is that this style, this lifestyle, is not just for the cancer patient to recover, but it's for all people to feel, to extend their life, to have zest for life, to prevent any kind of degenerative disease, or if they have any one of them, and not necessarily cancer, this lifestyle can take them through it successfully. Kelly didn't just take care of cancer patients, but of course it was a cancer patient that flocked to that program because they needed his help so desperately. But he had patients who were suffering from other health problems as well.
Yes, I remember my youngest one had learning problems.
Pat, hold it. Because that's the signal to us that we're at the end of this quarter, and I don't want you to be interrupted in the middle. I'd rather have you wait until we get back and then start what you were going to say. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me tell the audience, just take your time and we'll be back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Health Crusades seeks to enhance one's lifestyle, physical, mental, emotional, financial, and intellectual empowerment. Your host, John Farley, the author of Living Lean and the creator of the revolutionary Sleep Slim Weight Management System, brings expert guests to inform and entertain you each week. A live healing circle is also provided for those facing life-challenging health issues. That's Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
I was back on the air, Pat, and I know I...
Shall I give the number before we get started? Let's give the call in number toll-free. It's 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792.
By the way, let me say I like call-ins because your question is answered and many people are able to hear it. So don't hesitate calling in. Don't worry about not hearing the program. They shipped the program over to the phone. All right, Pat, we're back on the air.
Okay, well, Ruth, as you were saying, Dr. Kelly wasn't only for cancer patients, but he helped other people as well.
Yes.
My 10-year-old daughter had a learning problem, and so we took her to Dr. Kelly. When she got in seventh grade, the teacher said if she ever had a problem, she didn't know where it went. Huh. So I thought that was a great tribute to Dr. Kelly also.
See, that's interesting, and that's typical that this sort of system clears the head because the body is working normally.
Right.
I think that's the thing we have to understand, that we're operating normally instead of with a cloudy brain and our bodies are uneasy and restless because they're overloaded with toxicity. It's a wonderful system for people to adopt. I know Consuelo suggested during the intermission that you might want to give them some idea of what your program was like, not necessarily going into minute detail, but just so that they have an overall view.
Well, Dr. Kelly had a recipe for grains for cereal. The first time I ate it, I threw it out. I said, I'm not going to do that. And then a couple of days later, I wanted that same cereal. And
your
taste changed. I didn't have it ready because it had to soak overnight. But that night we soaked the cereal, and from then on we've eaten that grain, seven grain cereal,
and it tastes good.
And it the foods just grow on you when they're natural, and we ate a lot of raw foods, drank a lot of juices. The girls used to have to come home. My husband would buy a bushel of organic carrots. And it was their job when they got home from school to clean the carrots in the bathtub and see that they were ready for the next day. We just ate very, we didn't have any meat the first 6 months. My husband said to the girls, do we want mother to live or do we want her to die? Do we want to do what she has to do or do we want to do what we're used to doing? And they wanted to do what I had to do. So we all went on the program, and we had no back talk from the girls ever wanting to go with their friends or anything to McDonald's or any place else. They were happy with what they were eating.
And then after 6 months, you started to bring in a little meat?
Well, yeah, after 6 months, I went back to Dr. Kelly, and he said it was time to start eating a little organic meat. Mm-hmm. And so we added the meat. Now, in the beginning, we had the fish. And, of course, I am a fish eater, so I ate fish very easily. We prepared a lot of fish dishes. A lot of juices just in the middle of the day. I had to have my juice of lemon, and I didn't care for that in the beginning. I felt it was too bitter, but I got used to it. Now I can drink lemon without sugar or anything added to it. It's just a real good program that once you adapt to it, it's with you.
Yeah. And I guess radically different from the way you were eating before.
Oh, yes. Radically different. I didn't even realize that there were organic foods out there to eat. I used to drive by a health food store before I took sick and thought, what in the world do they mean by health food? But I soon found out.
Yeah.
Now that's where I do my shopping.
It's a lot easier now to get organic, too, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, but unfortunately, that's becoming a problem for us, which we have to work on. There's been an invasion into the health industry for other food processors to allow themselves to use the term organic, even though it isn't 100% organic. I don't know if you're aware of that, and
no.
We want to do whatever we can to get the public aware of it and to recover the term organic in the way we understood it, that it means no pesticides, no carcinogenic material in there. We need to get back that term in its original concept, and it doesn't exist right now. When you go to the health food store, any store, and it says organic, 5% of that material can be pesticides, which can include cancer-causing pesticides. Isn't that a shame?
Yes, it is.
The U.S.
Department... What happened to the Delaney Amendment that passed, and they said there was nothing to be put in the food supply that caused cancer?
That bill has been negated. It's been repealed. We've got to work, and it sort of did it to us when we weren't looking or we were in a state of relaxation, thinking we were going mainstream. People were beginning to understand it. We didn't have to put up a battle about these things. Now we're back in the position where we have to battle for the system to be put back in place. This was done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There was nothing wrong with the system. Well, if there's nothing wrong with the system and those of us who are using it are not complaining, how does a federal agency get into the picture and make a change when something isn't broken? In other words, they were serving some special interest so that they can enjoy some of the fruits or the finances that were taking place in the health arena, you see, and we've got to change that, and we can. As individuals living in a democracy, we have rights that are above and beyond what they can conceive, and we will change it. We're working with an organization that's called the Organization for
Organic Consumers Association.
It's the Organic Consumers Association. It's a good organization. You can look it up on the Internet under Organic Consumers, and you might want to do that and see what they have to offer. You can register there and or what they call subscribe to their publication, do you see? And you can hear that they pick up everything that's going on around the country and pass it on to the reader, and it'll keep you up to date. But if you hear a sound there, it's because we have a tape that is announcing the program, by the way. It's just gone off. We're in an office, and we can't close off all the telephones. Okay, Pat. Before we get to the next segment, what I wanted to talk to you about something, and I it sort of has slipped my mind. Oh dear. It's all right. We'll pick it up
at some other point.
Pat, I think Consuelo asked, are the girls copying your system? If they're not copying it exactly the way you're doing it, they must still be applying the yardstick. I know one daughter has become a nurse. Is that correct?
Yes, she's the director of surgery.
Really?
Hospitals. She has been for years in Grosse Pointe at two hospitals, and then she recently got a job within a half a mile from her house, so she's happy about that because her boy is now 10 years old and needs to be in the neighborhood to go to school.
Being a nurse hasn't corrupted her, has it?
To some extent, yes, I think it has. But she is... She knows enough about what to do the other way if things happen.
Yes, you see.
The thing is that their husbands are not all that in favor of what she and my other daughter are doing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I find people resist in the beginning for quite some time, and then something happens in their life, and suddenly they look for the answers. I found that with some of my relatives as well.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly they turned toward me for some help that they wouldn't even pay attention to earlier. But the medical community, they find out when they're under the care of the medical community that the system doesn't cure. What it does is alleviate symptoms. But the basic problem is still there. You know, I've got a quote here from Ann Wigmore, and as soon as we come to the third quarter, I'm going to read that quote, and it's going to be so applicable to what's going on and what you're talking about. But they seem to come around when they find out that the conventional system, when it treats, it does alleviate symptoms, and that makes a tremendous impression upon the patient.
Right.
But what the patient doesn't understand is the problem can return, and not only that, sometimes you have to pay a price for the relief you get so quickly and so easily that the tough way is usually the best way. All right, we're at the end of our second quarter. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Was that supposed to be for us?
I have a feeling that's us.
Our friend at the station made a little mistake, but we're back again. All right.
Well, I'll give the number again.
Go ahead.
The call-in number, 1-866-472-5792, 1-866-472-5792. But as Ruth was reminding me, so many people are out during the day, and it's hard for them to listen. So they do have the archives, which is wonderful, to listen whenever is convenient. It's very easy to do if you go to the same website you're listening to right now, health.voiceamerica.com. Look for the link on the left-hand side that says Content Library. And there you'll see a list of all the programs in alphabetical order, and just click on Health Forum with Ruth Sackman, and that should take you to the list of all the shows that we've done so far. And I think a good suggestion would be, if you do have questions when you're listening to any of that, write them down, and either if you can call in during a live show or perhaps write or call us, and we'll try to ask that and answer that on the air, because it really is very helpful for people to hear other people's questions, and Ruth can give an answer so that everyone can learn.
All right. I usually like to have a quote for the day, and I think this one is appropriate to our program today. Here it is. Illness can be viewed as a signal that we are in need of rebalancing. The body simply needs to do some internal housekeeping. If one responds correctly to the problem by eliminating the cause, then one can recover in far better shape than before the problem arose. That's by Ann Wigmore. What do you think of that, Pat?
I think that's great. It fits everything we've said today.
That's right. And, you know, some of our early practitioners knew so much of what they were doing, and the same theme is repeated using different words possibly, but that this really is a way to improve your well-being, that it'll extend your life, but it's not a matter of extending life and being bedridden or crippled or unable to eat or on intravenous. That's not what we mean by life extension. We mean life being extended in good condition so that we can enjoy it. Or I never thought I would reach the age of 90 and be sound mind and body so far. And I'll accept whatever happens from now on. But I'm very happy that I've changed my lifestyle and that I'm here doing what I'm doing in active. And I think you are too.
Yes.
It's quite exciting the way the body responds, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
As you said, after 3 weeks, you were feeling surges of energy.
Yeah, like I could make it.
Yeah, and then, of course, you have ups and downs with that.
And then you get depressed a little bit.
Yeah.
After a while, you get so used to it, though, that it doesn't bother you anymore. You know you're going to make it.
Yeah. As Ruth was saying before, it's unfortunate that it takes people a crisis to really realize this. I think so many people are afraid of changing their lifestyle, and they'll feel deprived.
Many people are afraid of giving up on what their doctor wants them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on fear to a great extent, and some people can't make independent
decisions,
judgments. You know, it's hard for them. You know, talking about this, last week my grandson called me, and I have him conditioned. You know, he called me, and he said he didn't feel well. And he explained what was going on. And then he called me again on Monday. He said, well, why do you think this happened? You know, he got the chills, and he had a little fever, and he was exhausted. And so I started to say to him, evidently it's the going into the warm weather, and nature uses the heat to do some house cleaning or what we call detoxification. He said, that's what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. He really is wonderful when it comes to understanding this. And that's exactly what happened. And he's fine, no problem.
Good.
Yeah. But it's interesting because he works very hard, and the body was getting his attention because he probably needed some rest and, you know, to get
yeah.
a change of pace.
And
too.
It's the warmth of the sun. He was out at the shore.
Uh-huh.
That starts. That's what nature does.
Yeah.
Its role is to keep us well, and so it started the healing process. You see, unfortunately, some people take that to mean as though this isn't working. I'm getting sick. And I think it's a trick of nature, though, that instead of constantly feeling better, you go into this kind of slump while the toxins are moving. But having them move out of storage and out of the body is a tremendous relief in the long run, and you feel the relief and the surge of energy later.
Right.
But because it does make you feel so exhausted and kind of goopy, as we say, you're forced to just rest, and so all that energy can go into the cleaning.
Yeah, it's not that we say goopy. That was Kelly's word.
That was Kelly's word.
He had some wonderful terms, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and they were so expressive. And he called this the metabolic program. There are a couple of metabolic programs, but he was the first one to apply that term. And that's what it is. It is not just a dietary program. It goes far beyond being a dietary program. It takes into account the organ function. And that's why it has to be referred to as a metabolic program.
Right.
He really did some good work. Well, the audience may not realize that he was a cancer victim himself with liver cancer or pancreatic cancer, and those two things are very often tied together, you know. And he overcame his problem and then proceeded from that point on what he had learned to improve upon or make it into a usable program that and to help people. It was something that he did.
And now they've systematized the program pretty much, haven't they?
Yes. Well, he did it, actually, before he died. They may not know the fact that Kelly died, but he has died since. But he his survival time must have been, let's see, he was about 40 years old, and I think he died close to 80, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe he was a little over 40. I think I met him when he was 45 years old, but he had already started the program by that time. He must have had a 40-year recovery or so.
Is it true that there are the most long-term survivors of the Kelly program?
Not just Kelly, we would have to say of metabolic programs, because the Gerson people, too, had success for long-term survivors. Mm-hmm. And that's what the key is. You know, a lot of people have come into this field offering some kind of help, but it's not always as designed so that it has long-term benefit. It may benefit initially and then run its course. For instance, people who put someone on a vegetarian program, that's not a permanent kind of program. But what happens when you become a vegetarian, you feel a lot better because you're correcting some of the inaccuracies in your diet. You're getting rid of those things, but it doesn't sustain the way it's supposed to. Then we get calls from people who've been vegetarians after 10, 15 years. Now, we're talking about, in your situation, 36 years. Aaron, who was on with us a couple of weeks ago, I think we had determined he was well for 30 years. And so on. Many of the patients, we don't present a case history that's only 10 years old. You see, we're not certain that that 10-year recovery is going to sustain. We've had patients who have been survivors who have already died because they reached their life expectancy, not because the cancer recurred. You see, one died of heart failure well into her 80s, late 80s, and things of that kind. The programs do work. We're going to try to do a study, have an oncologist review the recovered case histories and present them officially. Now, I think once that's done, and we don't know how many case histories is going to be, a substantial number, but certainly there are case histories, the Gerson program, the Kelly program, things we've done directly for patients, the Wayland system. And I think it's going to be a study that will change the direction. It should change the direction. If it doesn't, then someone out there doesn't want to change because it has all the elements that should make a change in the system of health care delivery itself, and especially cancer help, because the system of using chemotherapy and radiation just reduces tumor size. It doesn't correct the problem. We're at the end of this quarter, and we'll be back as soon as the commercials are over.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is the program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and blocks and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problems, as well as your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're on the air. We're back on the air. All right, Consuelo, do you want to do...
So I just mentioned that, talking about the Organic Consumers Association that we've been keeping up with, which is a great organization, it's organicconsumers.org. I did read this week that we mentioned about the RBGH, the synthetic growth hormone genetically engineered by Monsanto to give to cows so they'll produce more milk. Well, evidently, they because of this organization's notice, enough people... opposition must have been voiced, so that several large dairies have said they will absolutely not use milk from cows that have been treated with RBGH, and they said the reason is consumer opposition.
All right. This is what we're going to do to recover what the word organic to is to use that power. But, Pat, during the intermission, we were talking about the fact that you were president of the Detroit chapter. And you did come across other patients that you probably guided or sent to Kelly or helped to get into these programs, and that some of them are enjoying long life as well.
Yes.
Am I right?
Right.
Or do you want to talk about... And I remembered someone who was still in touch with our organization here by the name of Dorothy, and you said it was Dorothy Wolf, and how old is she now?
She's going to be, I think, 93 at her next birthday.
You see, this is the wonder of this kind of system.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of the natural healers feel as though the life expectancy for humans should be 120. So we're far from making that, but if we get into our 90s, we think we're doing fine.
What was her diagnosis, Pat? Dorothy.
Well, she had a tumor in her groin.
Uh-huh. So it was a difficult...
Do you have other patients that followed the program?
Yes. There's Erica Kohler in Florida who had pancreatic cancer. Uh-huh. I think she's 84 or 85.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of cancer has a very short-term prognosis.
About 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be very interesting in the study, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And we'll probably want to get back to you to pick up the names of the patients who have had long-term recoveries in your area. Those have to be part of the study. They must be all over the country. And that probably is why there's been such a movement toward alternative lifestyles, alternative doctors, using alternative eating habits. It's all going in a different direction. I don't think it will ever reverse itself. The momentum is there, and I think it will move on its own steam.
Unfortunately, you do have to be careful because it has become such a business in many ways.
Well, they have to be careful, but the good in there is still going to survive over that. Too many people have set up shop without getting long-term training, and this is not something that one can do because they've got an idea that vegetarianism is all right, or there's a one-drug system that's not chemotherapy that can reduce a tumor that can cure the whole body.
Or a single
it does
herb.
Not, do you see? Yeah. Or even an herbal program. All of these things can help as adjuncts to a good program, but they cannot be the primary tool. The primary tool is one that provides full repair, and that means to give the body the nutrients it needs that it has been deficient in, so that the body produces cells and repairs organs. It has to produce cells to repair weak organs. It's that simple. So you have to go into the metabolic program. I don't care if they don't call it a metabolic program, but it has to be the type of program that makes a full bio repair. Anything that just reduces the tumor, if that patient turns out to be a long-term survival, that would be accidental. And that's fine for that individual, but it isn't a program that you can provide for all. You see, there's no one-size-fits-all. Each person has to have someone guide them through a program. I got a letter from some man who went to a doctor out on the West Coast whose name was only somewhat familiar to me, and he told how the doctor adjusted his program periodically and put him on standard process supplements. These are supplied only through doctors and chiropractors, dentists as well, but professional people, and how those supplements address each organ that for each individual. In other words, if someone has a thyroid problem, they use something called Thytrophin. But someone else may have a heart problem, then Thytrophin is not necessarily the right source. So this is not for amateurs, and I would hope that some people would make referrals to competent resources instead of attempting to treat in a very limited way. If they can help a patient, fine. If it fails, make sure you refer them to a substantial organization. We're not the only ones. I don't want to leave the impression, make your referral to us, but we're here to help. And we do have substantial experience, which we've acquired over a 36-year period. We started in 1971, a year after you started your program.
Right,
Pat. But there's work to be done. It can be done. We can make no promises because everything depends on the ability on the part of the patient to follow through and on the body's ability to make a repair. You see, some people have stronger constitutions than others. Some people may wait until there's a point of no reversal. But if the body is able to make the repair, and that's more commonplace than situations that cannot be repaired. I want to make that clear. It is more commonplace to find bodies that will make a repair. And so we don't want to feel as though the situation is hopeless. Pat, we're coming to the end of the program. Is there anything you especially want to say to the listener?
Well, I just hope that the listeners will pay attention to what's been said today and start searching for themselves if they have a problem, or even do it before the problem exists.
Yes, find somebody
better.
Yeah.
Why wait?
Yeah, that's right. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
And it's really true.
Right. I know if I had known, I would have certainly been doing what I had to do long before I did.
Well, that long ago was really hard to find a resource. The situation is a lot different today. You've got maybe half a dozen lay organizations ready to give information. You've got loads of health food stores who should have lists to make referrals to some of the substantial organizations. There are more doctors out there helping patients, not as many as we would like. We'd certainly like them in every community so that they don't have to search and go far out of their own area. But
even today, conventionally oriented doctors do accept nutrition.
Yes.
Take it seriously in a way that didn't happen 30 years ago.
Yeah. I can remember a patient with an oncologist, and I said, you should be on a nutritional program to help your body's resistance to the drugs you're taking and to help it to survive better. She went back to her doctor and talked about nutrition and what he said and what he believed and what was believed. Not only that nutrition has nothing to do with cancer. You know, that would be rare for anyone to say that today because it's coming out of the National Cancer Institute.
And but I remember a time when a doctor told me that on television.
See, that was years ago. I'm talking
right.
about 1970, 71.
Right.
This happened, the early years, that they said, don't try to do it that way. It won't work.
Mm-hmm. Or they say you can waste your money if you want.
Well, that was on supplements. They say, well, supplements you can even today waste your money unless you're getting the right thing, the right quality, properly manufactured, and that they are right for you. You can take supplements that your body doesn't require. That puts a strain on the body to get rid of the excess. People don't understand that. The same thing applies to exercise. Exercise up to a certain point limbers the body, provides energy. But if you go beyond the point, to the point where you tire your body, then you're hurting it. You see, we have to learn to stay within a certain boundary, and we get balanced that way. But if we think we want to behave like Superman or Super Lady, and we can do more and better, then we're going beyond the norm, beyond the balance point.
And everything in moderation.
Yeah, moderation. That's the key word. And hopefully we will, with this program, bring that kind of thinking to a lot of people, and they will pass it on to others, or just that kind of behavior. Pat, see, that music is the end of our program. He usually puts it on longer at the end so we can talk a little more. But
well, it's been nice talking with you, Ruth, and to Gonzola.
Nice talking to you.
Oh, you really want to thank you for being on.
That was a pleasure.
Enjoy your golf.
Thank you for listening to Health Forum. To contact Ruth about the show, visit fact-ltd.org or call 212-741-2790. That's 212-741-2790. Tune in next Wednesday for another hour of Health Forum with Ruth Sackman.